I'm Megan Overby for the Red River Farm Network.
Reporting from the Red River Farm Network's Crop Tour on stop number 2. Our Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network, joined by Almers Ag owner Donnie Almers. And Donnie, thanks for taking time to join us today on the Crop Tour.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming up to Wells County.
So we are right outside of a cornfield and taking a look at the crop here. Tell me a little bit about this year and how things are looking for farmers in this area.
You know, the corn looks quite good. Growing degree units are on schedule right now, actually quite good. This particular plot was planted on the 15th of May, and this right now is an 83-day corn, and we've probably got 20% dense on this thing right now, but the 15th of May is actually relatively early for the area. So really progressing nicely. We're sitting at 1,750 growing degree units, it's over 100 units. It's around 140 units ahead of the 5-year average. So really we're in very good shape right now for the corn.
In the Spearman, North Dakota area, you seeing any insects or disease in the corn at all?
The diseases in the corn would be Goss's wilt. We're seeing some Goss's wilt. It's relatively minimal. It's just spotty in certain fields. Almost every variety you can find some around the perimeter, the outsides of the field. But on the more susceptible varieties, you can find them inside the field in certain spots. And once you find some, then you can, right around that particular plant, you know, they all have a little bit of it. The Goss's wilt is more because maybe there was a wind event and it tore up the leaves. It left them a little susceptible to that, and then the wind will blow that across, and then they'll get the Goss's wilt.
Well, Donnie, thanks again for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in here on our first day of our Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Again, we've been visiting with Donnie Almers with the Red River Farm Network and this crop tour. I'm Kara Hart.